Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. Well, I've often said that a teacher can be an amazing teacher only in the way that they approach a particular problem. Well, in order to better explain that, as part of kind of a teaching technique that we use in many of the hands-on science workshops and seminars, the live seminars that I do, I'll actually teach teachers how to do magic. And if you know anything about me, you know that I grew up in a family of professional magicians. I love doing magic. I don't do magic in the classroom. In the 13 years that I was in the classroom, I didn't do a lot of magic per se. I did a lot of science magic, but this was not a red box and silk handkerchiefs come out and a bird appears. This was water that mysteriously floats in an upside down glass. This is a ping pong ball that's suspended on a stream of air. These are the kinds of science magic pieces, but I really will teach teachers how to do several simple magic tricks, because many times teachers are aware of how important it is to teach content, to give information in the best way possible, but sometimes what they need is they need to stop everything for just a second and learn how to be a presenter of science in such a way that it's intriguing. So if you're in one of my seminars and I put the coin in your hand and I make you learn how to make the coin disappear, or how to make the piece of silverware disappear, or how to make the roll appear like it's bouncing off of the floor, or making that coloring book change colors. The reason for doing that magic is to remind us that it's a technique. Magicians have this wonderful ability to be able to grab our attention, to excite us, to make us want to know how something worked. And that technique of learning really works its way well into the five E's as we excite the kids and we allow them to explore, we allow them to be engaged in their learning, we allow them to decide where they want to experiment in the process, and finally we evaluate their learning and show them that they really have gotten something out of the experience. And being able to do that sometimes starts with something as easy as a vanishing coin. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.